This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're all having an unbelievably great day. Adrian and I have been having a blast just connecting with people all day long. And we've been looking forward to our show with such unbelievable intensity and anticipation because Simon Chan is living proof that good guys finish first. He is living proof that a person can have a business and a family and change the world at the same time. And I love that about him, don't you?
I absolutely do. Simon, we're so glad you're here today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for the kind words. My gosh, Tom, what did I do? Was that last gift so nice that you say such nice words to me?
No, it's a
I bribed him, by the way.
It's a total fact. And you were so big in network marketing. And you decided to pivot and spend a ton of money to be the best. And I'll never forget, I was at, I think it was a GoPro, some huge event. And all of a sudden, Simon came around the corner. I think it's when I spoke in front of the 20,000 people. It was something where I was like a big deal. And all of a sudden, here came Simon with his equipment and a microphone and a camera and all this stuff. And I could not believe this guy was this prepared, this organized. I went home and bought all the equipment he recommended I buy, but I was never able to figure out how to turn it on. So I never even left the box. But this guy has been a leader and an innovator and at the top of the list forever, Adrian.
That is 100. And you
I wanted to add to that story. So there's always a story before the story. So, and I know we talk about you're the master of following up, right? Adrian is the follow-up fiend. And, you know, we talk about, you know, that's why one of the things I love about contact mapping allows you to follow up. But before that story, before I, you know, shoved that microphone in Tom, before that, a couple years before that, it was at ANP, which we first met. And believe it or not, everyone, I was just a peon, a nobody, and Tom Chenault never replied back to my messages, never replied back to my emails, nor Facebook messages. I guess he's going to deny this because Tom is such a nice guy. And then finally at ANMP, I actually tapped and hunted him down. He sat at the back of the room and said, "Oh, that's Tom Chenault. I'm going to get him." Okay, no one knew who this Simon Chan was. And I think it was just, and then after I introduced myself, he pretended, I don't know if he remembers me or not, he pretended he never getting my messages. And then, but he's like, "Hey, you seem a cool guy." He actually gave me his cell phone that day. I was like, "All right, you made a mistake. I'm going to follow up with you forever." And he's like, "Oh, I'll be on your show." And he lied. He never was. "I'll be on your show next month." No, it didn't happen. It didn't happen in a couple months. And then it actually took one or 2 years later. And then he was on. But I think that I'm sharing that story because I think that is how, I think this is one of the values. When he said those nice words about me, it's like, you know, I think the values come from my parents, and they always teach you long term. Think long term, right? If you think long term, you are going to do much better, and you're going to win. If you think short term leads to like doggy dog, me eat you, company goes out of business, I'm going to raid them, you know, short term, and it never works out. And a lot of times, the most, you know, Tom and I have a great relationship. We both respect you, awesome individuals, and then I got to meet Adrian. It all comes from just thinking long term and following up and staying consistent. And, yeah, but I just figured I would share that story. And the fortune is in the follow-up because it took me a long time to get on your radar. But now I'm worthy. And now I'm on your show.
Look at that. So there's a story before the story. So my last name is Chenault, C-H-E-N. And I thought his name was Simon, C-H-E-N, not Simon, C-H-A-N. So I thought this guy was some guy just chasing me around trying to steal my identity. So I was like this because I thought he'd forgotten to write the last four letters until I finally met him and realized what a wonderful human being he was, and then it all worked out. So that's the real truth of the matter as I made it up right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was about as flimsy a backstory as I could have possibly.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good thing you made up
in a couple seconds.
Yeah.
So, but it's awesome. I think that's, you know what, you just have to be, and just to let you know, if you ever, I think in network marketing, we feel like, oh, we're bothering people, we follow up too much. I'll tell you one thing. I know for me, I know people who I looked up to, successful people always respect people who are relentless with follow up. Because yeah. most people give up right away. And I'm sure Tom, just the fact that I keep messaging you all the time, like, you know, the guy on your radar, because most people are not, they don't follow up after a couple of times, right? Like, one of the easiest things, like, when people, I get pitched all the time, and what I tell people is, you know, right now we're focused on big projects. I can't do it. But if you follow up with me in 6-7 months, just reach out to me. I'll take a look. And I say that nicely. I don't have to tell them no. And, and I say, thank you for your understanding. And the good news is, 95% of them never follow up with me, so I don't have to deal with them. But if you want to follow up, if you follow up, you will do well. Anyway, I can talk on and on. I'm taking over your show here, Tom. Sorry about that.
No, I was actually looking down to try to find your contact in my contact mapping app, because I will lay you odds that every quarter I send you a nice note at least telling you how handsome you are and what a good guy you are. Because what you just said about whether you need somebody or not, you can't say that's when I'm going to contact people. A friend of mine just called me on the phone, says a lawyer out of the sky blue just called me up, needs $1.8 million. I'm really pissed off at him because he hasn't called me in 5 years. Now he calls me looking for $1,800,000. If he just would have followed up with me and told me he loved me every quarter, maybe I'd take his call and listen to him about getting him that money. But you can't just call people when you need them. You got to touch them when you don't. And that doesn't mean follow them up with some large conversation. Send them a text message, call them on the phone and say you love them, and get the heck out of Dodge and do the same thing 3 months later. I will tell you, that has been my secret weapon over the last 30 years of being in this business, is my impeccable follow-up with the exception of Simon Chan.
You know,
I agree. You're one of the best at it.
Yeah. I love like crazy, then love more.
I loved your story, Simon, about, you know, just knowing how few people are going to follow up. And I want to thank you because Simon is really one of the first huge influencers in network marketing that really took a chance on us with contact mapping. And you know, we really kind of dove in together, which has been amazing. But, I, you know, unbeknownst to me, I think I got the Simon test and I stayed with you and I kept following up, right? You guys were in the middle. We first started talking. You were in the middle of something and you said, hey, you know, I've got something going on. You know, fortunately, you didn't give me the 6-7 months treatment. You gave me the 2 or 3 weeks treatment. But you said, hey, you know, I can't put any focus on this for 3 weeks. Hit me up in 3 weeks. We'll have the conversation. So 3 weeks later, bing, time to call Simon. I hit you up and we moved that conversation through that process. And in any business, in anything that you do, there's just a huge amount of power in if you follow through on those things, it's going to cut through the noise because exactly like you said, 95% of people never will, right?
You give me too much credit. I wasn't as nice. Now, I wasn't as bad as your dad, 2 to 3 years of follow-up, but I think it was a couple of months, and I remember when you followed, I told you, I just gave you a random date, because I wasn't ready, and you followed me with an exact date, I was like, okay, this guy is good. And I think that's a litmus test, right? Like, and so I think as you grow as an entrepreneur, you realize you get a better judgment of people. Do you trust them? Do you follow them? Would you, you know, go into the foxhole with them, as Tom would say, right? And I think it comes back to character and values and follow-up, and that's integrity, right? If you say you're going to follow up with someone, you better follow up with them because that's a lack of integrity. Lack of integrity, yeah, integrity comes from the word integrity. It means one. That means you're not doing something that you say you do. And I think that's something that, and that's the easy thing about network marketers. Like, if you just do what you say you do and stay consistent, you win. And you may not get results right away, but in the long term, you will win. And you know, again, you're so nice in those nice words about trusting your contact mapping. It's about buying you. I didn't buy contact mapping. I bought Tom because I knew he was on my show, huge value giver. Even when he didn't want anything, he would say nice things to me, made me feel good. When you're least expecting it. And then Adrian, just like the fact I didn't know much about you, but it's again, from if Tom's a superstar, right, his son can't be like a super loser. It's got to be somewhat decent. And then you pass the test. You follow up, and you follow up. And I said no to you a few times. You didn't take it personally. You just followed up very professionally. And I think that's what our profession is, right? Because everyone can say their company's the best. And if you're in a company, your leader's doing well, and you're not, it's because it's the same product. Everything's the same. It's you. That's it. And so if you just show up consistently, think long-term, and be a person like what Tom said before, give value. And the worst time to reach out to someone is when you need someone. The best time to reach out to people is when you don't need anything. The best time to meet new people is when you have tons of other prospects to talk to, right? And just thinking long term.
And the key to the deal, and I'm looking at my phone, so I went to my app, I looked at my phone. On July 1st, it was my birthday, Simon Chan called me on the phone and sang happy birthday to me. I mean, it was the most beautiful, beautiful thing, and it was insane. Actually, he sent me a video. September 10th, I wrote him a note. I said, I love you. And I spoke about the things that Simon loves most, which is his wife and his beautiful kids. On October 15th, I wrote him a great another note. He responded instantly, very, very nicely. On October 18th, same game, because he actually sang to my son Adrian on his birthday, which was the 18th. And then my rotation changed. So then on November 18th, I put it a month out. We talked again with Simon Chan. On December 18th, I sent him a note again. And the reason I'm telling all you guys this is Simon and I are not deeply in business together. He is one of a small handful of generic trainers that I endorse with every fiber of my body. I have no problem sending people to him. But I'm not exactly on his speed dialer because it's generational. I'm 50 years older than him, and he likes my son better. But he's still somebody I deeply respect, and he deserves to be on a one-month rotation with me. Most people are on a three because I want him to know every month that he's doing good in the world. And I don't know how many people have you on a 12 times a year rotation just to say they love you. But you got to take that as a huge compliment from a guy like me that knows what a difference you're making. You put your money in, you put your education in, you put your reputation in to change in the world. And I want you to know we appreciate and respect and see that in you, which very few people are at that caliber with us.
You're so nice in the words. Well, I just want to, it sounds like, you're saying nice things, I'm saying nice things to you, but there's a lot of lessons here, right? Like, networking is like a bank account, making deposits. And what Tom does every time, he adds up to the bank deposit. Well, Tom is super, super cool. And just to let you know, even doing this show, not to make, I run a group, Purpose Driven Networkers, where I, it's where I hang out, and we do a lesson of the day, we prospect together 11 times a week. This actually conflicts with that schedule, and I never change. This is the only show I've actually changed that lesson for.
Thank you.
I know you couldn't change. Normally, I just wouldn't be on the show because it's 5 p.m. Eastern. I normally never change it because Tom Chanel has made so many deposits in that networking bank account.
All right, we got to go to a break. So we're going to come right after this. This is the Genesis Communication Network. And I don't know that Richard Brooke is listening. He probably is because he has no life in Hawaii. So he's probably listening, and now he's going to go have to listen to all the survivalist commercials if he's on the radio. But if he's live, he gets to hear us goof around and talk about him. We'll be back right after this.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, we are back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got the great Simon Chan from MLNNation.com here. And I'm telling you what, this guy is amazing. He is a true hardcore trainer at a world-class level that I trust. And I've never, ever heard a bad word about this guy in my life. He is a pure generic trainer and doing it the right way. And if you do anything in your life, you want to be in the foxhole with him. Wouldn't you agree?
I completely agree. And Simon, I was thinking about this because, you know, it's amazing watching what, you know, podcasts are everywhere and everyone is doing them now, and it's just the rage. And what number episode are you on now for the MLM Nation podcast?
We just came out 635.
635. So
almost 6 years. Our 6 year anniversary is coming up.
6 year anniversary. Crazy.
That is pretty
crazy. You were episode 200.
I know. I was a huge honor. I still listen. People listen to that all the time and call me on the phone. I mean, that was a long time ago. Probably 4 years. Wait, how? Well, didn't you
long
have
time ago. That was definitely 2016.
Wow. Cool.
2016. Cool. Yeah, the show started 2015. So almost 6 years. In March, it'll be 6 years.
Where'd you go to college?
Columbia.
Columbia University.
Columbia, the country? No, I'm just kidding. Columbia University, yes. Not that I was smart. My parents just pushed me to study.
What was your major?
I got it. I majored in BS. That's what I majored in.
I got in BS. Okay, good. And what's so crazy about it?
Poli-sci. I was going to be a doctor to follow my dad's footsteps. And I realized I wasn't very, you know, Asians are supposed to be good in science and math. And then I realized halfway in college, I was the 1%, the one Asian that wasn't good in science and math, not doing too well. So I just did poli-sci. I like political science, wars, history.
So here's a kid that went to Columbia University. Very prominent family, built a network marketing business, gets out of it. His family thinks he's finally going to go straight and go to medical school. Instead, he flips it right over, takes all of his money, and builds himself an unbelievable facility and business, training people because he knew he could make more of a difference there than in the business he was building. Even that commitment, my hat's off to you, Simon, because you didn't have to do it. You did it because you want to, and you work your fingers to the bone, and it's hard work, isn't it?
Absolutely hard. Much harder than network marketing, but it's about having a different purpose. I got into network marketing because I read Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren, and after doing the 40 days and 40 chapters, I got God's purpose for me is to have a positive impact as many lives as possible. And Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, felt that got me to network marketing. And afterwards, it was just like having a different purpose. I felt that my company, even though I was making an impact, was really a drop in the bucket of the entire network marketing profession, right? It's so, the direct selling is huge. And I thought that, hey, this is my calling. I dabbled in coaching a little bit, and then I realized that I want to see if this was what I wanted to do. And felt like God spoke to me in late 2012, which I can't believe was like almost nine years ago now, to go full time. So I've been full-time coach and trainer for 8 years.
And the impact of, God's impact, but, the impact through encountering Rick Warren's work in the Purpose-Driven Life, I mean, that has continued to really impact your life and to inform everything that you've done, even to this day, hasn't it, Simon?
Yeah, it's because in this profession, it's not just about the money and the I mean, I would say the money would be, it wouldn't be the top three. The first most rewarding thing is the fulfillment of seeing how you grow. Like, I'm a shy, quiet Asian kid. I never thought, ironically, all the classes that I required in Columbia was really brutal. They had a core curriculum where you had to read like a book a week. I never read any books. I could barely read to keep up the cliff notes. But then you had the class participation was 25%. The best I got was like a B, B minus, because I never participated. I'll maybe speak up one time. So I never expected me to be able to speak and empower others. And network marketing brought it out of me. So I think that's the most fulfilling thing, be able to do things I never thought was possible. And then number two, is just seeing the lives change. Very rewarding seeing people change. And number three is the network, right? It's like how we are connected because of this. I'm thinking, if I was at a job, what would I be doing right now? I mean, same colleagues, maybe I have a good time, I like my job, but definitely wouldn't be the impact. I definitely wouldn't go through the personal growth and being able to travel and do different things.
That's such a huge thing. And you're exactly right. The life that you have been able to create for you and your family, the lives that you have been able to touch by doing what you're doing. I mean, there's just such a huge, wave of ripples that you have been able to create through what you've done with MLM Nation and the way that, it's not just a platform, right? That it's pouring into people's lives. And so we'll talk a little bit more about how you do that after the break. So we're going to take a quick break and go to commercial. So you're listening to the Network Marketing Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network, and we will be right back after this.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It turns out there may not be a second strain of the coronavirus after all. The New York Times claims reports of a second COVID mutation were just a theory from White House Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx. Burke's apparently seeing how another variant in the United States might explain the surge in cases, and her comments were included in a report. President Trump is responding to Twitter's move to permanently suspend his account from its platform late Friday, condemning the big tech giant and saying they do not stand for free speech. The president adding Twitter may be a private company, but without the government's gift of Section 230, they would not exist for long. Twitter saying the president's post had violated its glorification of violence policy. Twitter has not provided any evidence to back up their claim. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Democrats announced that impeachment articles will be filed in the House on Monday. If the House does impeach President Trump next week, there won't be any quick action in the Senate. That's because the Senate is in recess until January 19th, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has signaled that he won't reconvene the Senate even if the House votes on impeachment. Jeopardy! Pays tribute to Alex Trebek on the longtime host last show.
Even though Trebek passed away 2 months ago from cancer, he taped enough episodes to last until yesterday, his final show after 36 years. The show ended with a video montage set to the song Once Before I Go. Jeopardy's executive producer told NBC's Today Show Trebek was in enormous pain during his final tapings, but he was an absolute warrior. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got Adrian Chenault. We've got Simon Chan and me. And I am telling you one thing right now. If you do anything today, you want to plug in to what Simon has going on. If you're a brand new network marketer, he's going to be able to get you started. If you're a seasoned network marketer that's hit that wall because you slipped into the management mode, which so many people do, he's going to get you back to basics and you're going to be the person that you used to be and your business is going to flourish again instead of die on the vine. Agree?
Totally agree. And you know, one of the things, and I want to talk about purpose-driven networking, because one of the things that I see Simon do incredibly well, and, you know, I talk to guys like Jared Krebs, who just loves you, can't say enough great things about you. You know, there's so many folks who you have impacted, and you have created this space where you're not just talking at people, you're not just, you know, you give them the lesson of the day, but you're actually saying, let's come together and let's do the work together. So talk about what purpose-driven networking networkers is, and talk about how you arrived at the power of doing the work together, because I think that's one of the things that really makes what you bring to the table special and unique, Simon.
Well, purpose-driven networks goes back to my purpose, you know, the God's purpose for me is to have a positive impact as many lives as possible. And I think, like, you know, I'm actually wondering if your purpose is greater money. I know both of you have one of those. Both of you are members of purpose-driven networkers. So it goes back to, you know, purpose is greater than money. And if you really, you know, network marketing, I think it's changed so much. Now, like even you talking, you know, when we're off air talking about the Clubhouse app and all this stuff, there's so much training out there, right? Which is awesome. I mean, some of the back there, some CD, old CDs from like Jim Rohn and stuff. Well, you know, I remember the first CD set I bought from Jim Rohn was like $100, and I listened to it like 50 times. Like, it was, by the way, it was really stepping outside my comfort zone to spend $100, because before then, the only CDs I bought was maybe, you know, $11.99, $12.99, buy like a CD to listen to. Now I'm paying $100 for a CD, I'm like, for like a 10 CD set. But I listened to it over and over and over again, right? Because it was like, it was $100. But now, like, you can go to YouTube or Facebook or anywhere and get that type of quality training anywhere. But what people are lacking is, again, it's the lack of taking action, the lack of consistency, lack of accountability. And so with purpose-driven networkers, like, what do network marketers really need, right? Because if you want great training, you can get it anywhere. You know, we have great trainers out there. But what people need is someone to help them do it together and make them. It's like there's gyms out there, but what do people really need? A trainer that pushes them. Because when you have a trainer that pushes them, and when you show up together, it's just like, if you go to the gym, like, let's go to the gym. I think most gyms are closed now, but back when they're open, you may not show up, but if you're meeting a friend there, increases the chance you show up. And if you're meeting five friends there, and you definitely don't want to be the only out of five that doesn't show up, right? You'd be like the lazy ass or like the loser who doesn't show up. You're definitely going to show up, and you're going to push yourself harder. So we created this culture there where every day, 11 times a week, where we show up in the morning. It's only 15 minutes, and you ask me during the break, like, what do you need to be consistent with? You need to be consistent with the income-producing activities. Not consistent scrolling on feed, not consistent watching trainings, because I think there's so much trainings out there. Your teams, your companies have great trainings already, but consistent in the income-producing activities, like setting up, like what Tom was talking about, setting up follow-ups, touching base with people, even when you don't need them, right? Following up with people, setting out invites, setting out presentations. But sometimes it can be scary. But when we do things together, you're going to push yourself harder. So that's the whole concept. And then... Here's the lesson of the day, like a 3-4 minute nugget of lesson, because I want to keep the training short. But that's evolved. People love it. And it's where I hang out most of the time. I enjoy doing it.
That is so cool. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is it's only 15 minutes, right? If you will consistently say, I'm going to use those 15 minutes as my launching point in my business every day to make sure that I'm taking action every single day in a way that's going to move my business forward, that 15 minutes can be enough to have a transformative effect, right? You don't have to spend hours and hours and hours and hours on your business to make progress in your network marketing business. If you do it consistently every single day, very small chunks can make a huge difference, right?
I get a
huge small chunk.
What's that?
No, I'm sorry.
No, you know what? I'm sorry. Such a creature of habit. It is sick how consistent I am in the morning. I have my day staged so that like 10 o'clock in the morning I'm done. Because I start it really, really early before any of you kids get up. You're probably not even home yet. Old people get up in the middle of the night. I hate to break it to you. And it's pretty cool because I can get so much work done. And I've got this routine that is so bad to the bone that includes my AA meeting. So it is unbelievable what I accomplished because I set this non-negotiable schedule in place and I do it every day, come rain or shine. And everybody knows it now. Nobody tries to bust into it because they know that I'm not going to change my routine for them. And it works like a charm. I mean, the company owner, you know, Steve Wallach, doesn't call between 7:30 and 8:30 Mountain Time. They know I'm in Alcoholics Anonymous. It is that rigid, and you know the world will wait for me, and I finally figured that out and stay consistent and true to my word and my integrity, like Simon's talking about, and everything changes for the better.
So you know, you brought up a really important thing there. Like, when you wake up, you're on the offensive. right? You have your agenda, your AA meeting, your other things you have to do. It's the same when I wake up at 4:50 in the morning. I have my pep talk. I'm on the agenda. I don't check any emails or text messages until at earliest 7 a.m., so at least 2 hours, because I have a thing. I go on the pep talk. I just go live. I work on my Purpose Driven Network. We prospect for 15 minutes. I'm working on a book that's coming out this year. I'm working on that. I'm working on major projects, right? Networking, following up, singing happy birthdays. All that stuff is done before 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I normally... Unless an exception, I check message. Normally, I check my messages after 8 a.m. But normally, those are things that have to be done. And I think, 15 minutes of business is pretty simple. Everyone can wake up 15 minutes earlier. Everyone can take 15 minutes during the lunch break. Instead of watching the news, gossiping, spend 15 minutes on doing the income-producing activities, and spend 15 minutes, stay up 15 minutes later, and do that. It doesn't require much time. But you can't be multitasking. You can't be multitasking. There's so many studies that have been done that show multitasking makes you dumb. And I know it's difficult because these phones are great, but they're weapons of mass distraction.
Yeah.
Right? I want to do something fun. There's so many studies you can Google about multitasking. And when I say multitasking, income producing means if you're follow up with 10, 20 people in 15 minutes. When you're sending out invites, send out invite. And if someone replies back to you, don't just reply back to them. Get your follow-ups. Get everything done before you reply back. Because if you reply back to someone immediately, what happens is you spend all day talking to one person. And then when the one person says no to your business, you're like, oh, you feel defeated. Right? Go out there. So when we work, we just like, hey, the goal is not to get a sign-up. The goal is like, see if we can send out 5 invites in 5 minutes. Get that done. Right. If you get that done, someone replies back, then you can reply back. But you have to do that because our brains cannot switch back and forth. And I'll give you a perfect example. I want you, both of you, to do this. Right? How multitasking makes you dumb. Okay? In sports, you can't be weightlifting and then running and then playing volleyball for 5 minutes, do yoga for 3 minutes, shoot some basketball. You can't jump in back and forth. But I'll give you. I'll show. This is something fun. Count to 10 really quickly. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, something like that. Okay. Say the first 10 letters really quickly, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Okay? Say the first number and then the letter, like 1, A, 2, B, 3, C. Do that really quickly.
1, A, 2, B, 3, C, 4, D, 5.
I just made you all dumb, both of you dumb.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Multitasking doesn't work. So if you're sending out invites, do that. Don't send invites and look at your scroll your feeds, right? And another thing is, if you have a map, you have a great app like contact mapping, the night before, plan out who you're going to reach out to. Because when you have that precious 15 minutes, you don't want to sit there, oh, let me look at the newsfeed. Who should I reach out to? Then all of a sudden, the 15 minutes are gone. The kid's coming. You got to go to work. You got to do this. But if you plan, if you spend 5-10 minutes the night before just planning things out, look at your content mapping, look at who you're going to follow up, strategic plan it out. So when you have that 15 minutes in the morning, you're in go mode.
That's so brilliant. And it's so true, right? You can launch 30 conversations in 5 minutes. And then be busy and doing stuff the rest of the day because you have spun up those conversations and you're having income-producing conversations the rest of the day versus you get in this loop of talking to one person and you only spun up one conversation all day and then you get it on the news and all that other junk.
Yeah, because most people, they talk too much to too few people. You got to talk very little to lots of people. That's the key. And I highly believe in the subconscious mind. That's something I teach, right? Right? Subconscious mind. It's like, before you go to bed, if you start looking at who you're going to write down, make a note of who you go through your contact mapping app, go write down who you're going to reach out to, write on a piece of paper, and when you go to bed, your brain actually starts working on it. And when you wake up, you know what to say. You know exactly when I wake up, I want to go more. So one of the first things I do is I do my pep talk, right? I look at the topic I'm going to talk about before I sleep. I go to sleep, and once I wake up, my brain's ready to go. I meditate, I pull on the pull-up bar, I pray, but then I'm ready to go.
He's a beast.
He is a beast. and I need it. Marianne, we should put her on here because she will tell you that I am the most focused, most attentive man she's ever met in her life, which is exactly the opposite of the truth. I bet if I could just not multitask, by design and do what Simon just said, I could say 3 or 4 hours a day, because I spend so much time just going down rabbit holes, and poor Marianne tries to manage my life, and it's unmanageable because I will not adhere, and I'm structured, and I multitask too much. I think that's unbelievable advice for me, not necessarily for you or Marianne, but
you're multitasking of conversations.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Who told you to talk?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should go now.
You're the greatest, Marianne. Thank you very much. So, what do you got?
It's 100% true. And there's so many other layers there, right? If you have all those conversations going, you know, simultaneously or threaded, once you have, you know, fired all those missiles, so to speak, your posture is going to be better because you're not having to pretend you're so busy talking to other people. You really are busy talking to other people. You know, you create this energy about yourself that is helpful to having, being that person that is really going places. So that is a brilliant, brilliant insight. And we got to go to break here in about 30 seconds.
And you have to admit, one thing that makes you matter than almost anything on the planet is when you are on the air with me or in a meeting with me and you say, "What do you think, Dad?" And I say, "I wasn't listening." It makes you crazy because I was multitasking. And I'm officially apologizing to you, too. We'll be back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Simon Chan, and the old man. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It is Simon Chan, or Chiman, actually, Simon Chenault, and Adrian Chenault.
That's it.
We are very, very happy to have him here. He's been an unbelievable guest so far.
Unbelievable.
You have anything that you want to, how do they find you? How do they find you?
You can go to mlnation.com or the social media, Instagram, Simon W. Chan, or Simon Chan on Facebook. You'll be able to find me.
That is awesome. And Denise Chenault is here, dear stepmother. She figured out that Tom was faking like he has any capability of being present in the moment, and she came on to set the record straight.
That's exactly
right. Denise, I know you only came on after Tom talked about the ear thing.
That's so cool.
Oh, my goodness. So, Simon, one of the things that I love about you, in addition to the contribution you make to the profession, is the contribution you make to your kids. You are the epitome of a coach in their sports, and talk about what have you learned coaching kids sports and how that has helped you apply back into the way you coach professionals.
That's a really good question. I love coaching, working with the kids, because that's something I wanted to do with my dad. That's why I think purpose is greater than money. I grew up with upper middle class. My dad had money, was a doctor, you know, had 3 Mercedes, big house, but never had much time with us. So it's really awesome. By the way, network marketing has been awesome, but there's no such thing as time freedom. When you have kids, there's no freedom.
Yeah.
You get time flexibility, but not time freedom. When the kids come in, there's no freedom. When they have to change their poop diaper, there's no freedom. But that's a really good question. I think that the main thing is that we are all born, I believe, you know, God bless us, we're all born with unlimited potential, and our profession unleashes that potential. But what holds us back is the programming, the things that happen to us, and, you know, it could be someone said no to us, or we didn't do well in school, or some girl didn't like you, some guy ditched you, whatever. All these negative things, all of a sudden, make us think that we have to live a life a certain way. Right? So for me, I was a shy, quiet Asian kid. I'm still shy. I didn't think I could speak, because I don't know what happened. Something, you know, English was my third language. I remember kids making fun of me. You know, when I used to play football, if I dropped a pass, they'll call me Jerry Fried Rice, you know, the names like that. And so maybe that made me shy, right? I was afraid to speak up. But one of the things I realized about kids is that they can grow a lot quicker because they don't have the limiting beliefs yet. A lot of them don't have the limiting beliefs because they haven't gone through the years of history and the events. Right? So if I tell a kid to visualize, they're like, all right, I'm going to do it. And boom, you know, a kid that can't hit well all of a sudden gets a big hit, right? Because they can learn to visualize. Well, if I tell an adult, they'd be like, oh, yeah, but that doesn't work. Oh, yeah, they'll do it, but they're not really doing it. In other words, you can say they're not as coachable because they let adults let their past, and your past doesn't dictate your future, but they let that. And the kids, it's easier because they're younger and they're fresher and their minds are more placid, like flexible learning, they're more coachable. But as adults, we could. If we realize that's a limitation, we can say, "That's I'm not like that." No, you could be like that. Like, you weren't like that. I would say, yesterday is history. Everyone can write this down. Yesterday is history. Today is a mystery. Yeah. And tomorrow is a legacy. Right? Your past doesn't dictate the present or the future. Kids are much easier to let that go. Well, adults, they tend to linger or they start giving excuses why they have to be a certain way.
Oh, I constantly, so my past is, I'm supposed to file my past into my past, but something is wrong with me, and I always file my past into my future and then go live it again. And that is insanity, and you're 100% right, because those little kids get over it just like that. But us people with so much baggage, so to speak, file our past into our future all day long. And the fact that you're actually able to recognize that, teach people not to do that. Because if I could just change that fork in the road, if I would have changed it many, many years ago, there's a pretty good chance I wouldn't have been this crazy alcoholic that it took me a long time to get back on track because I was filing my past and all the trouble into my future and just living it again over and over again. And fortunately, he was born and straightened me out. Thank you.
It's remarkable, and I think that visualization piece is a big part of it, right? You know, Richard Brook here with us is such a, you know, one of the people who I've learned a lot about that from is, you know, when you can envision yourself doing these things, and it, you know, it can be grandiose visioning, but I think it's really visioning, you know, envision yourself doing the thing tomorrow that you dream you could do but feel like you can't, and you're gonna create that path for yourself to walk on. And I think there's, you know, the baseball example, thinking you can't hit, giving them this vision that they can and they walk out there and do it. We can do that in our adult lives, as in business, in our family, and all these things. If we envision it, we can go and make it happen.
Yeah, you know, and baseball is great because it's a sport of all rejection, right? Strike. I always teach the kids. And same thing in basketball, same thing in football. Like baseball, what's the most important pitch? It's the very next pitch. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter if you hit a home run last game. It doesn't matter if you struck out. The only important pitch is the very next pitch. And it's like, as entrepreneurs, the only thing that's important is your next action. Like, what are you going to do after you watch the show? What's the next thing you're going to do? You're going to go sort of scroll on the feed, or are you actually going to do some of the stuff that Tom and I, you know, Adrian, we talked about? It's a very next action step. And Marilyn, you know, the quote was, yesterday is history, today is a mystery, and tomorrow is your legacy.
Wow. That is really, really good. And what did Denise write? She said something profound.
And that's why we need to heal our past stories so we don't have a bunch of 4- and 5-year-olds ruling the world. That's so true.
Yeah, true story. Was that a political comment?
It wasn't until now.
All right, you guys. This is very fun. You know, having Simon Chan is an honor of all honors. MLMNation.com. Please go. Next week, do we have Pat Quinn next week? Marianne, did he confirm?
No, we had to move him, and we're waiting on Mark Lindell.
So Pat Quinn, that storytelling machine that works with Pete Vargas and Eric Worre and Grant Cardone. I mean, he shows people how to shape their stories. He's coming on, so that'll be really, really cool, too. Are we out of here yet?
Yep.
All right, we're gone.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.